Let's talk now about Everton and the possible departure of Romelu Lukaku, because he's been doing plenty of talking again about his future. The striker says he knows what's happening and that they're talking to the club, and says he knows where the destination is. Belgian journalist for HLN in England is Christophe Terreur and joins me on the line now. Christophe, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us. First of all, where have these quotes come from?
Well, they come from the mixed zone after the game, the international game yesterday against Czech Republic, where he talked for the first time since long and where only three or four questions were about the national team, the others about his future. And today, again, he was put up for the press conference. So today he talked about his future again, but it was more of the same things he said yesterday. So about this move.
Have these quotes come? Were they? Was the origin in English?
No, it was in Dutch or in French. But I've heard all the tapes before I translated them into English. So they were done in Dutch and then translated into English.
Okay, so they're pretty reliable then in terms of the translation.
Yes. I saw some bits in the paper this morning, and then I asked a few colleagues if they could send me the tape, so nothing got lost in translation. So it's literally what he literally said in Dutch. So,
he says that we're talking to the club. Do we know who the club is?
Well, I don't know what he meant with that. No one seems to know we're talking to the club. It could be that they're talking to Everton about leaving. It could be that they're in talks with Chelsea too, because they're still the main candidate to sign him. So
he also reiterates his desire, of course, to play in the Champions League and win the Premier League, and he adds more than once.
Today he added that someone asked him today if Everton was still an option for him, and he said very quietly, that's not on my mind, I think. So he's definitely pushing for that move too. So,
yeah, I mean, the exact quote, my agent knows what's going to happen, and I know as well. I'm staying calm. We have an agreement with the club as well. We stay calm, and at least we have a direction where we want to go. He also says as well, we're now in talks with the club, and I'm looking forward. I can see where you're coming from. It's easy to maybe assume he's talking about another club, but he could easily be talking about Everton too.
Yeah, but for instance, we have an agreement with the club, like what Sky sent into the world this afternoon, as he says he has an agreement with a club. I'm not sure about that, because he was talking about his agent. And maybe he has an agreement with his agent over the club that the club he's wanting to go to. That's a possibility too, because my original language is Dutch. I know how we phrase sentences sometimes in Dutch, and he sometimes literally translates from Dutch to English. So some things can go lost in translation. So I don't know what he means with the club. He's been very mysterious also to my colleagues. He's never confirmed that there's an agreement with any club. So it would have been weird if he'd done that for Sky, while he has been more open to the Belgian colleagues so far. So it's a bit of mystery, but I suppose that he already talked with, or his agent already talked with Chelsea for a few times, and that he knows where he's going. They will have made him an offer like all the clubs do. But as far as I know, Everton haven't received a bid, so that still has to be sorted.
And Manchester United, Chelsea and Bayern Munich, the latest clubs to be linked with him. What's your gut, Christian? What's your feeling on where this will go?
Well, I think Chelsea are his only option. I know that Manchester United are talking to Alvaro Morata. They have inquired for Rom, but I also heard that they felt that they'd already chosen for another club, meaning Chelsea. And Bayern Munich, I don't know where that comes from, but his dad has mentioned that a year ago in an interview. I think it's pure recycling, because Bayern Munich are not really searching for a striker. They still have a better striker with Robert Lewandowski. So I don't see where that comes from. Plus, Rom has repeated a few times today that his future is in the Premier League, that this is his league, that he wants to get to the 100 goal mark, and that he's not thinking about moving away from England. So Bayern Munich threw that one already away.
In terms of Chelsea, do you think he has something to prove in terms of unfinished business? And equally, to Manchester United as well, because, of course, Jose Mourinho was the man who let him leave Chelsea.
But he has unfinished business at Chelsea, that's for sure. It was a little bit like his first love when he was a kid. It was his favorite team. I remember, there was a reality TV program in Belgium about his school, where his school visited Stamford Bridge, and where he said, literally said, "I will be crying one day I score a goal at Stamford Bridge." So that was still his dream. He still hasn't scored over there. So, and I think he wants to go back. He has good contacts with some of the players, with some people at the board too. So it's still his club. It's like we all have had our boyhood clubs. For him, it was Anderlecht, where he grew up, and Chelsea. And then there's Jose Mourinho. They always have get along, although there were some verbal spats in the press in the year that he left. But what instigated his move away from Chelsea is him asking for that move too. He didn't want to compete with the others. So he asked for a move because he knew he needed more minutes. So, and he's always said, I think the last time I interviewed him, it was when I had a big interview with him last year, I asked him if he would like to work, which manager he would still like to work under, and he immediately answered Jose Mourinho. So there's no hard feelings in between them either. So, but what I'm hearing is that Man United are focusing on other targets right now, so that might not be Rom